Number 27. This is a diagrammatic model. It's not a word model. It's not even a picture model, but it's a diagram. So if you're not looking at that little book, you'll have to visualize in your mind. It has three lines. At the top, it has a P line. This is your potential. We just got finished talking about your potential, and we said your potential is far greater than you can imagine. It's far above where you are. Down at the bottom is an A line. It's kind of a wiggly line that goes up and down. That's your achievement, what you have done in life, what you have accomplished, how much you've done so far in moving toward reaching your potential. But right in the middle, there's a kind of flat line. It's sort of a ceiling there called SI. That's your self-image line, who you really think you are. And the point of this model is simply to say this: your potential is far greater than you can imagine. Your achievement goes up and down, perhaps generally up. But your self-image is the major limiting factor, the major feeling, ceiling on your achievement. What you believe about yourself is the major hampering force that keeps you from reaching your full potential in Christ and for the world. It is a sap strata, a strata you keep bumping against and can't seem to break through. It limits your achievement. Let me give you an illustration of that. What kind of a student did you say you were when you were in school? You say, I'm a B student. Or I'm a C student. That was your self-image as a student. Now, what happens when this young man or young woman says, I'm a B student? They get Bs. An A comes through. What do they do in that course? They slack off and coast a little bit, don't work so hard. If a C comes in, if they say, I'm a B student, they work a little bit harder and push a little bit higher because their self-image says, I'm a B student. We do this in every area. We do it in our spiritual life. We do it in our mental life. We do it in our family life. What are you talking to yourself saying, this is my self-image, I'm A? Are you saying, I can't remember names? I guarantee you, you never will. Are you saying, I'm not a morning person? You never will be, as long as you constantly talk to yourself. Your self-image is a ceiling on what you can become. If you say, I'll never overcome this sin, you never will. Now, you can raise your achievement by raising your self-image. Now, here are five little tips on how to raise your achievement, how to increase your self-image so it's no longer a ceiling on your achievement. One is association. Hang around with people who have strong self-images and are achieving things. Associate with people with positive self-images who are going someplace and not negative people who are constantly sapping your positive thoughts. Affirmation is the second. Both talking to yourself and saying, I can do this. I can remember names. I can overcome through Jesus Christ. Constantly affirming yourself and having others affirm you, hanging around with people. I don't mean people that just build your ego up and you go on an ego trip. I mean people who give you positive affirmation, especially from your spouse. I know if you're like me, the most important person to me in affirmation is to get it from my spouse. I can preach a message and have 50 or 100 people tell me at the back, that was a great message. And when I get in the car and I'm driving home, oh, it's so silent. And I'm waiting for my wife to say, that was good. And the longer I wait, the more nervous I get. Affirmation. Get it. Give it to yourself and get it from those around you because it begins to crease your self-image and take away that ceiling on your achievement. Third is success. When you accomplish good things for the Lord, when you accomplish good things in your life, this breeds confidence. Fourth is dreaming. Dreaming is capturing glimpses of your true potential. Visualizing what you really could be and just letting your mind dream on what I really could be. What I advised you to do on the model just before this is make a sheet and dream about what I could be. Could you write a book? Could you have a great church? Could you have the biggest Sunday school in your area? Could you start the major children's program? You see, that's dreaming. And as you dream, you capture a glimpse because it is difficult for the mind to visualize what it truly could not achieve. So dream, and finally, faith. You can increase your self-image as you put your faith in God. You see, that's the difference between the kinds of things I'm talking about and just secular, positive thinking kinds of truths. I'm talking about putting your faith in Jesus Christ because God has created you with great potential. And it is you and others around you who have limited your potential because of saying you can't, or you won't, or you'll never. And as you take off the chains of that self-image, of that hampering views and self-talk, then in faith in God, you're saying, I can't be great, but God can make me great because God is a great God and makes great people out of just ordinary people. My final word to you on model number 28 is to take off the bonds of a low self-image. Don't just walk around and say, I have a low self-image, I got to really fix this. Take those bonds off you. Take those chains off and begin soaring by dreaming and by association and by affirming yourself and by having consistent success. Most of all, by faith in God.